Hello, I'm George Milan commenting on the announcement the other day by President Donald J. Trump that he's bringing back in tariffs again, several months after having suspended them. I remember a couple of years ago, Donald J. Trump said the most beautiful word in the English language is tariff. Well, for once I got to hand it to him, he was original. Other people might have said love, life, baby, beauty. Something like that, mercy, kindness, joy. And he'd say, tariff, wow. Well, he is unique on that one. Why? I can't think of anyone else who thinks it makes them happy. It's not that particularly work. I remember one of his inanities from his first presidential term said, trade wars are good and easy to win. Right. Could you name any good trade wars? Can you? I can't. I mean, trade wars might end in a victory for one side or other. An easy victory? I think not many. Maybe you've got a huge economic imbalance. So, and obviously there are losses on both sides, and the losses may be asymmetric and so forth. But his trade wars in his first term did not end in the United States covering itself in glory. It's a very globalized economy, which is to say, the United States imports goods from almost every country, exports goods to almost every country, I mean not on equal amounts and so forth. And if you have one thing that's manufactured, a car, for instance, often it's got components from abroad, or other things involved in making it is say the some of the oil that's used to generate the electricity or whatever for the car factory often comes from overseas and things like that. And then even if you're not importing any components, you're selling it abroad. And even if that country it buys your cars, but you want to purchase other things that they make. So why do we have international trade at all if you can really have autarky? Because of course nations can seldom be self-sufficient. Even when they can, often that's not the best, not the most cost-effective, because some countries produce goods or services better or cheaper than others. And so this is just unnecessary hostility. I mean, it's part of his xenophobia. It's America first thing. And tariffs were tried in the Great Depression with mixed results, to say the best of it. Okay, so anyway, he said the objective is to protect U.S. manufacturing. He's imposed tariffs on over 80 countries, covering almost every single item which would be imported into the United States of America. So there was that earlier tariff regime, which was challenged in courts. So he's dropped that. He's used a different legal authority. Often he said it was an emergency, and he's obviously misused this word emergency. The trouble is the Democrats, when they get in one day, they can say everything's a state of emergency, that gun violence is a national emergency. They declare a state of emergency over health care, and they can bring in legislation that way or executive orders. Republicans, they often excoriate President Barack Hussein Obama for using too many executive orders, and they might be right on that one. Donald Trump used even more in his first term. I don't know, I haven't kept count on his second term, but we have the overweening power of the presidency, which obviously means that there's less scope for the legislature and the Supreme Court and so forth. So often on a bogus basis, he's introduced these things. He said the aim is to pressurize other countries which have unfair trade policies to change them. Obviously, he hasn't specified what. I mean, he might be right on that one, but I mean, Trump is just someone who doesn't really understand the very concept of fairness. Wants people cowering in terror. Wants abject submission. And he said the aim is to stop forced labor and supply chains, which is why the tariffs on what the United Kingdom, for example, against China and North Korea, he'd be right. There would be slavery. I mean, not that the United States trades with the so-called People's Democratic Republic of Korea. And he's justified this on the basis that they're not as sufficient is done to prevent goods being manufactured by slavery from through manufacture through slavery from entering American supply chains. He says this will bring more revenue to the federal government and therefore will be able to cut income taxes. Okay, but this has been tried before and has had very limited success at best. And he's thick enough to think the foreigners are going to pay it. They're not. Americans are going to pay if they import these things. Now, it'll obviously lead to Americans purchasing fewer foreign goods because they're more expensive. So, to buy the American alternative, and why did they not buy the American alternative already? Because it's pricier or not as good. So, American consumers are going to end up paying more for their goods, or goods which are a lower quality, and so forth. And should we're all humans. Should we actually care which country it comes from that much? I think we shouldn't care an awful lot. Didn't say we shouldn't care whatsoever. So 10% tariff on imports from most countries, 12.5% on other countries, and so on. So this is representing almost 99% of imports in the United States. So some countries don't have the tariffs imposed on them. These are countries which sell almost nothing to the United States. Now, there are some exceptions, particularly to do with energy products, because the US wants cheaper energy, fertilizers, and critical minerals. But wait a second, if importation is bad, why don't you put it on that? Why don't you Americans pay even more for oil, fertilizers, and certain critical minerals? Okay, because steel and aluminium, they need them. Okay, so wow. Then, American manufacturers, sometimes they need a foreign item as part of their supply chain, and now they're going to have to pay more for it. And obviously, American consumers are going to pay more. So it's bad for economies. It's bad for countries. That's why, there's been a consensus since, say, the early 19th century by most economists that free trade is the way forward. Even if we can't have completely free trade, to move closer to that. I mean, there will be winners in this as well as losers. So what effect is it going to have? So some American manufacturers will be better off. I don't know exactly which ones, because they won't have so much competition from foreign imports. So the United States might have greater bargaining power and trade negotiations. But other countries, would they be able to cut the US out? I mean, obviously the US is a very important import market worldwide, because the USA having, what is it, 4% of the world's population, but much more than that of the world's wealth. But the US is not as powerful in relative or absolute terms as it was, say, in the 1940s. It's going to accelerate America's economic decline. Now, hopefully this won't last too long, but you never know who you are with Donald Trump. He had these tariffs, they were dropped, now they've been brought back, they could be dropped tomorrow, and then they could be brought back the next day. So you see, the unpredictability is very, very bad. So more tariff revenue from the US government is very difficult to estimate. But people can't make a deal on him because he's so erratic. He'll pivot from one position to a next, to the next. And people in business always say, we need certainty to forecast. If we do X, we'll get Y. We can make long-term plans, we can invest. It just makes the US a far trickier place to do business with. We're less likely to purchase their goods, we're less likely to sell to them and things like that. Why, let's not even make things for the US market, because we'll sell so little. So it's going to reduce international trade. And obviously other countries are going to hit back, and they might target on exports, well, on goods that the US particularly needs to export, not on goods which the United States sells domestically so much. So it's making life harder for business. It's impoverishing everyone. So pauperism in the United States. And I saw what the US national minimum wage was recently, well, just today, and I was shocked. I thought it was way below what we have with the Republic of Ireland, or indeed in the United Kingdom. And so we go on. So importers are going to have less profits. Foreign exporters, they could cut prices. Depends how desperate they are. Yeah, consumers in the end are going to be paying through the nose these retail prices. So I don't think this is a strategic build to read to tool to rebuild the American industrial base. I mean, hopefully this will be over all in a few months, but in the meantime, there's going to be pain. Wow. One day sanity will be restored. He's just made life even more difficult for the Republican Party in the November midterm elections. It's not very far off now. But obviously, many Republican voters are not rational actors. I mean, I suppose neither are the Democrats. They're just ignoramuses, and they vote against their own interests. It's like Nye Bevan said of the Conservative Party, not that I completely agree with him, getting the poor to vote for their own impoverishment is genius. And that's what the Republicans do about gun nuttery, about hugely exaggerating immigrant crime. I realize that, I mean, ICE officers are far, 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 far more likely to murder people than illegal immigrants. About talking about border security or foreign wars or anti-Muslim rhetoric, or locking people up for decades, the prison industrial complex. They're able to divert attention from bread and butter issues, making life better for the average American with affordable health care and things like that. With and then saying that just tax breaks for billionaires are somehow really good for the economy. All right, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate PayPal, George Callan, 719gmail.com. Goodbye.